President Biden is taking political heat for his COVID vaccine plan. It requires big companies to have workers vaccinated or tested regularly. Congressman Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, tweeted that vaccine mandates are un-American. Other descriptors from critics include authoritarian, tyranny, government power grab. Let's take a long view now with Julian Zelizer. He's professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Hi again, Julian.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be with you. Now,
I gather presidential vaccine mandates go back a long, long way to one George Washington?
Well, George Washington has been discussed in terms of the period with the Continental Army forces where he promotes the inoculation of the troops against smallpox. He thinks smallpox is the most dangerous enemy the troops face in the American Revolution. He receives a lot of fallout for doing it. But in the end, most people today think that was a good decision. So we can go all the way back to Washington to see this kind of policy.
But was the fallout back then anything comparable to what we're seeing now?
Well, there were attacks saying everything from Washington was trying to play the role of God to rumors that circulated that a slave had actually put this idea out there. But actually, most people took it, the inoculation, and there wasn't the kind of resistance that we're seeing now to actually doing it.
Yeah, okay. Now, today's critics of the COVID vaccine employer mandate, some are calling it unconstitutional. Has the Supreme Court weighed in on this?
They have. The Supreme Court weighed in 1905 with regard to the states and localities, and the decision revolved around Cambridge, Massachusetts, where vaccination for smallpox was challenged, and the court said in the end that the states and localities have the right to require vaccines because the health and safety of the general public can outweigh the rights of an individual to resist a vaccine.
Okay, so state and local governments, does this potentially open the door for a challenge to the federal government doing this?
Well, they could. I think many constitutional scholars believe that the court's decision offer support for what Biden is doing at a national level. There's also other parts of the law that are important. The OSHA law of 1970 allows the government to have a regulatory role in the safety of the workplace. The Interstate Commerce Clause allows the government to have this kind of capacity as well. And the government has often used federal monies, Congress, as leverage to require different institutions to do things, including integration during the 1960s.
Now, history is full of debates over individual liberty versus collective action. But from your reading of history, have you ever seen a fight over vaccines and choice where people actually, in large numbers, haven't gotten the vaccine?
No, the anti-vax movement has been around for a while. It's been a marginal part of politics. And what we're seeing is a similar dynamic that we're seeing in other issues. Republican leaders have taken fringe groups and mainstreamed them, as have many conservative media platforms. And so what the result is that now you have large pockets of the population, not a majority, but significant, who are not only complaining about the vaccine, but just not taking it, and it's caused a public health crisis in parts of the country.
And finally, we know that going to the question of why now, President Trump, of course, tried to politicize, downplay the pandemic from the start. So I guess that's in the political air now, so to speak. I guess on these public health issues in the past, have they been kind of no-go zones, I guess, for political debate, and now that's changed?
We don't have no-go zones anymore. I think that's true. I think the anti-vax community was not a place where most mainstream politicians wanted to go. But that's not 2021. We're in a period where certainly, as we have seen with the Republican Party, anything goes in politics. And that is now clashing with the collective good and health of the nation.
And super quickly, has this changed for good, you think?
I think it's changed for at least a long period of time. We'll see if we can reverse this at all.
Okay. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.